are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't mean to sound happy. I know many of you emailed me after you saw the X Factor results yesterday. Many of you don't watch X Factor, and I really don't blame you. I think many of these reality contestant shows are being overdone. Remember when Star Search started to get old? You know, Gong Show never got old for me. I really wish they could bring back the Gong Show. That was good. That never got old, but then again, I was a kid. Star Search started to get a little old. You know, it was always some sort of a song, and then they'd have to hit a big high note. Everybody would clap at the high note. They'd finish the song, and then, you know, one of two would go. And of course, they'd put a little 5-year-old up against a 35-year-old. So there's no way the 35-year-old would win. And even if she did win, she'd feel bad that she just, you know, slammed a little 5-year-old. So, it starts getting old. But I guess one contestant that kind of bothered a lot of us was that CeCe Fry. She was the one where, you know, unfortunately, she may actually be a good person, but this is the power of the media. You know, like we saw the power of the media with McCain and with Mitt Romney. This is the power of the media. This was a contestant who I guess they caught on camera her trying to screw over some of the other contestants by playing with their mind. She was like playing some mind games with some of them. I think she was flirting with a boy, and then she runs back to her boyfriend and tells her boyfriend all the scoop about that other contestant. And, you know, it looked like she was playing mind games with others. So, you know, we're watching her, and then she gets up to audition, and she fails the first audition. And for some reason, these judges give her a second chance. You're like, wait, you're telling me this woman who obviously, you know, is being called multiple names by viewers watching the TV, gets a second chance after she just bombed her song? They give her a second chance. She does this Christina Aguilera Ain't No Other Man song, and that's a fun one. She did it fairly well. She gets through. Well, she makes it all the way to sixth place. And she finally gets voted off. And, you know, you're thinking, well, maybe she changed her ways. Maybe she's a little bit more humble. And she still kind of, you know, verbally tells everybody off last night. You know, something to the effect of, as long as you love yourself, you don't really need anybody else's love. You know, like, you all voted me off tough. And, you know, I'm almost glad she did that, because I was almost fearful that all the editing that occurred made her look like a witch, you know, earlier, and that so many people misjudged her, and she had to try to prove herself, but at the end, she acted like a witch anyway. So I think first instincts are always right in first impressions. But I guess I'm kind of happy, because, you know, I like good things happening to good people, and I don't like to see things happen to, you know, where people make it ahead over nicer people by them being, you know, a little bit manipulative, right? So I'm a happy girl about that. The show, I still think it's hard to watch sometimes. But, you know, what do you do? Boardwalk Empire is done. Smash hasn't come on. Glee has been pitiful. You guys need to tell me what else to watch. Deadliest Catch. When is Deadliest Catch coming back? Gold Rush. Thank God for Friday nights, because at least we could watch Gold Rush. Although tonight I'm going to be helping MC an event at the Mandalay Bay to benefit this is a great event. It's the 20-year anniversary for the Shrine Family Foundation, and it's going to be at Mandalay Bay for an interview in Vegas. Come up to the foundation from 5 to 8. I'm going to be there, and so I'm going to have to TiVo Gold Rush, but thank God for that show. My husband likes that Alaskan Frontier. That one he'll watch. I don't know what it is. You guys, as one of you said Dexter, one of you told me to watch Dexter. I gotta admit, this Amish Mafia is intriguing me. Right? Isn't there supposed to be a show about Amish Mafia? That makes no sense to me, but I guess that, yeah. All right, well, we got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have already heard that the nurse that was involved in that radio DJ hoax at the hospital Kate Middleton was staying at has apparently been found dead. They believe she committed suicide. And that's all the information we have now. We're going to definitely keep you updated as we go. Also, it looks like beer may prevent you against certain colds and bronchial infections. I know, beer. So we need to talk about that. Also, many of you that get your nails done and are forced to stick your nails under the UV light, you've been concerned about skin cancer. Looks like the latest study says we're good. Don't panic about that. No skin cancer. So we'll just review that really quickly. More information on compounding pharmacies and the meningitis outbreak. So a lot to talk about. As you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please, of course, you can always follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. And please follow us on Facebook. Very easy to find me on Facebook. Just type in the Dr. Dahlia Show. You'll find me. That's me. It's me smiling. I know, we got to get a picture of Don there. I need a picture of me and Don. I got to do that. Everybody asks about Don. You know, like, what does Don look like? What's Kyle look like? Where's Kyle and Don? Honestly, these guys, the whole crew at GCN makes this show happen. Okay, you got George walking around. You got Aaron. I got to work with Aaron. He sounds sexy, doesn't he, on air? Yeah, we got to work. Scott, Charles, you got great crew. Sometimes the boss is walking around, but I don't think I'm allowed to talk about the boss being sexy. I don't think I'm allowed to do that. Yeah, I don't want to. I gotta be careful. Oh, it's the opposite. I could say my boss is sexy. I can't say any of the coworkers are. Is that it? I really need, guys, I need another one of those sexual harassment handbooks. I do. I want to make sure I'm not doing anything wrong. Also, another study came out that those of us taking buffered aspirin, the enteric-coated aspirin, so we don't get ulcers from taking aspirin to protect our heart, they're saying the enteric coating may actually be, you know, prohibiting some of its effectiveness. So, you know, something we've been doing for years, we find out we're doing it wrong. So, as you can see, very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also need to get all of us to eat more fruits and vegetables. Another study is saying that if we do eat fruits and vegetables, we can prevent breast cancer. That's men and women. Remember, men get breast cancer, too. So, men, pay attention to this show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Please come on for Christmas.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.97.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.39.41, $8.69.70 for a half ounce, or $4.34.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.39.41, $8.69.70, and $4.34.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgaiter.com, the 60-second pain relief.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dial. All right, we're trying to get more information on the nurse that allegedly committed suicide after being involved in a at the butt of a radio joke that occurred while Kate Middleton was being taken care of at the hospital at which she worked. So the hospital was King Edward the Seventh Hospital. Apparently the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, who, by the way, looked exquisite coming out of the hospital. If I had hyperemesis gravidarum, which is basically a very severe morning sickness where you're retching and vomiting profusely, I wouldn't have looked that good. I mean, boy, she had great color. She looked phenomenal. Man, good for her. I mean, I would have walked out of the hospital. Whenever I leave the hospital, I'm always in the little booties. I mean, I'm not going to try to get into my heels or get into my shoes. Right? I'm in the booties. My legs aren't shaved. I don't know how they did it, but she looked phenomenal leaving. Thank goodness for her. Well, Jacinta Saldanha was the nurse that apparently took the call. She's a 46-year-old married mother of two. Had been, I guess, the one who was punked by two shock jocks out of, from what I believe, Australia. These shock jocks are called Mel Gregg and Michael Christian. They're from Sydney's Today FM. And what they tried to do was impersonate Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles. Now, I mean, I understand what DJs do. I understand. I mean, you know, they'll sometimes call their mother, which I always think is funny, you know, and then the mom's like, what are you doing? Really? I got to deal with, you know. And we've been listening to DJs crank calling all the time, right? It's just somebody obviously didn't have a heck of a lot of sense when they did this one. So basically, they were calling it Royal Prank. They tweeted this, and they, you know, advertised it very well. They promoted it before it was even done, all right, et cetera. And basically, the nurse, who was actually working as a receptionist that day, transferred the DJs to another nurse. The nurse divulged that Kate Middleton was quote-unquote stable at the moment after retching, you know, from her hyperemesis gravidarum. I guess Prince Charles and the Queen could come and visit after 9 if they want. Right now, Kate Middleton was getting, I guess, freshened up. Well, anyway, this was a huge security breach. So, of course, over the last few days, while Kate was in the hospital, the hospital got a lot of heat. They, of course, apologized. The DJs got a lot of heat. They apologized. They weren't fired or reprimanded, from what I understand. They, you know, they apologized. But today we come to hear that the nurse that, from what I understand, was the one who was duped and gave the information was found unconscious, was taken to the hospital, and was pronounced dead. Now, right now, they're assuming it's a suicide. Her family and friends have been contacted, but this is just kind of weird. This is just, is it a suicide? And then why would she commit suicide over this? You know, it didn't sound like the hospital, had reprimanded her or punished her in any way. From what we could tell from the media, the people that were getting the worst heat were the radio DJs at the time. So, you know, what made her feel like she had to commit suicide by this? And it didn't sound like she gave personal information. Like, for example, you know, when I was delivering my first child, you know, whenever a doctor is delivering, everybody wants to know and everybody wants to come in. So every nurse and their mother and their brother were in the room, which is really embarrassing because I really wanted privacy. I really, really, really wanted privacy. Last thing I want is somebody watching me give birth. And it was, you know, but you know, if anybody had called, I mean, I could understand. We all want privacy. Nobody wants, you know, anybody, especially when you're talking about the royals, you know. I mean, that she's retching, and I mean, that's just something that the royal family obviously doesn't want disclosed. Nobody should know about that, especially on radio. But it sounds like, I mean, she didn't get personal information, like, you know, period or et cetera. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm just trying to figure out what could have been in the nurse's mind to think that her life was over because of this. Now, like I said, they're suspecting this is suicide. Right now, no foul play. But if honestly the nurse committed suicide, I mean, did she really, really feel badly that, you know, she disclosed any information, or was there something more she disclosed that she can't live with? I don't know. This is a little weird. And as we all know with media, you never get the whole story, right? Never get the whole story. So, you know, we'll keep you posted. From what we understand, Kate's doing well, but she's still not out of the woods yet. I mean, you know, whenever you're in your first trimester, it's a very scary time, you know, especially when you vomit a lot. People asked me, you know, do I think she's having twins? The reason why people think you have twins whenever you're admitted to a hospital for vomiting is because people think that if you have two babies, two feti, you have then a much more exaggerated morning sickness. So if you have exaggerated morning sickness, it must mean you have two fetuses or feti. I don't know. I mean, many of the patients I had to admit for hyperemesis gravidarum, it was only one baby, one fetus. So, no, yes, it could be a possibility, but not all women with twins need to get admitted. for this. Get that? So, no. Right now, I don't. I think she has just as much chance to have twins as any of us do. Now, again, I don't know the family history of the royals. I don't know if there's a lot of twins. I don't know if there's, you know, because twins come genetically in the family. And so you kind of wonder if, you know, if she did have it in the family. And, I mean, because then this could be her side. It could be male or female passing on the twin gene. I don't think there's any twins from what I know from Prince Charles' side. I got to look that up. But from Kate Middleton's, I don't know. I mean, Pippa, her sister, looks a lot like her, but she's not a twin. All right. 1-877 Doc and Dolly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Beer could fight against a cold-causing virus. They say there may be a new alternative treatment for people suffering winter colds. Drinking beer. I am not going to condone that, though, okay? Just because a study came out doesn't mean y'all get to drink beer for your colds. Personally, I think beer puts a lot of people at risk for diabetes, and diabetes puts you at risk for colds. But let's see what they found. A study done at Sapporo Breweries, Japanese breweries headquarters in Tokyo, found a key ingredient in beer that can help fend off respiratory syncytial virus. Now, RSV is a very nasty bug. It puts thousands of kids in the hospital each year. It can also cause pneumonia, bronchitis, and RSV could cause cold-like symptoms in adults. Now, they said the compound that was found was called humulone. And they said humulone is found in beer, and it gives it a bitter taste. It's also in hops, okay? They say the research, though, said the amount of humulone in beer is so small that a person would have to drink 12 ounces. But then they say, or about 30 cans. That doesn't make any sense. 12 ounces or 30 cans of beer. Oh, I think what they're trying to say is you would have to drink 12 ounces of humulone, which would end up equating to 30 cans of beer to get the protective effect. Honestly, people, I get that. Sorry. Can't be too excited. Now, can they put this in pill form? They're probably going to try. They say we are now studying the feasibility of applying humulone to food or non-alcoholic products. The challenge is that the bitter taste is going to be difficult for children. You know what? Honestly, this is really ridiculous. Okay, remember Mary Poppins with the spoonful of sugar, make some medicine, go down? Okay, my kids, they cringe when they eat a carrot, for crying out loud. I am sick and tired of us trying to modicoddle and flavor all these medicines. You know, one thing that would scare me into listening to my mom to dress warm and to eat healthy is I didn't want to get sick. Nowadays, getting sick, these medications taste so yummy. There's a cough syrup that is banana flavored, and another form of it is grape flavored. And one of my kids, whenever he has a bad cough, the second he starts coughing, he's like, oh, does that mean I get to have the yummy grape medicine? This is what would happen when he was younger. And I'm like, hell to the no. I don't want to give you medicine if I don't have to. You know, maybe we need medicine tasting like crap. Remember all those overdoses that were happening years ago with kids and the medication because parents were giving it to them too much? If your kid maybe shakes it off, maybe they won't take too much of it in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 Life Straw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed 2 terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
All right, I know some of you are getting a little bit blue because there's been some talk of the Medicare eligibility age rising. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This whole fiscal cliff stuff is making me vomit. Are you guys, you know, handling this whole thing well? Do we go over the fiscal cliff? What is the fiscal cliff? Who cares about the fiscal cliff? Why are we raising taxes in a recession? And one of the suggestions that's been thrown out there is raising Medicare's eligibility age. Now, isn't this what happened in Greece before the riots started? They decided to increase retirement age, right, and do something, and then, you know, people hit the streets. All right, first, let's kind of break down what the problem is, and then we'll go into, you know, Medicare and what that can mean. Okay, we have 2 schools of thought here. There's one school of thought that still sees many people are unemployed and still feels the heat of this recession. Okay, that's me, and I think most of the logical world. Then you have Washington, who has said the recession has been long over. Now, today I guess there was a jobs report saying that jobless rates have dropped, and I believe there was, what, 140,000 new jobs? I don't have the number in front of me. Or 146,000 new jobs were created this last month. Now, I'm no economist, but aren't jobs up because of Christmas and holiday hiring? I mean, the news, I usually have CNN going on in the morning because I need as much bulleted news as possible before I get started. Even though I'm a huge fan of Fox, sometimes the way CNN presents the news is a little bit easier for what I need because I don't have a lot of time. And they were just, everybody was so happy about the jobs report, saying this is going to give wind beneath Obama's wings. Wind beneath my wings. Oh, I hate that song. And Obama's gonna, be able to use this to go into the fiscal cliff talks that the recession is over. Everything's doing fine. It's holiday hiring, people. Plus Hurricane Sandy. You have a lot of people now that have to go and repair and contracting jobs, etc. No, it doesn't mean the recession's over. Only 146,000 new jobs or whatever the number was. I mean, think of all the states hiring and all the cities hiring for Santa Clauses. I mean, there must be at least 50,000 of them that are Santa, right? Then another 25,000 are elves. And then they have extra people manning cash registers. So what blows my mind, and I really hope Congress isn't going to be that obtuse, is, Obama's going to say, look at the job report today. Look at the jobs report. You see, people can handle taxes. Because again, remember, you're not supposed to tax during a recession. That's something we all learned in grade school. And I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but you do not tax. You do not raise taxes. You never, ever, 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 ever raise taxes during a recession. And the government say, but we're not in a recession. That's why we could do it. And the rest of us are going, huh? No, rip. What? We're not in a recession because we're in a depression. No, Washington doesn't think we're in a recession. So they think Republicans are being crazy by trying to avoid tax increases on the wealthy. And keep in mind, okay, many wealthy people voted for Obama. When people accuse the GOP for trying to protect their constituents. No, I don't think the GOP as much is trying to protect constituents as much as they're just trying to use some common sense. You never raise taxes during a recession when you're trying to improve job growth, and you don't use a superficially positive number that occurs during Christmas time. You know, even with radio ratings, you will see the highest radio ratings ever. I've told you guys this before, during this month. Because this month, I mean, they also have a holiday book, but basically holiday ratings take the stations that play the Christmas music and holiday music, and they just soar higher than most ratings throughout the year. But we know that it's the holiday month, okay? You don't make any fiscal decisions on holiday month. You don't. And unfortunately, any of my patients that got some seasonal side work are going to be probably out of work in January. Those of you that got the job being Santa, I mean, don't be shocked, December 26th. All right, be prepared. So, so one of the things on the table is raising Medicare's eligibility age. Now, we knew this idea was coming because, like I said, being in your 60s is considered middle age now. In the olden days, you were a senior. Life expectancy in the 60s was kind of rare. All right, no man in my family has lived past 63. Father died when he was 62 and a half. No man in my family. It is scary stuff. I got two younger brothers. They are stubborn SOBs. They don't like going to the doctor, just like their father. And I'm going to rip them a new one. I mean, see, my father, it was always, yes, sir. I was still, even before he died, I mean, anytime I tried to bring up anything health-wise, I mean, he was kind of intimidated. You know, I'm a little girl, you know, in my family. You know, my father's like, oh, little girl, you know nothing. Okay, a little girl, I know nothing. I'm not going to be taking that from my brothers. Oh, hell to the no. Okay, I could take my brothers on. All right, especially since I think one of them is getting gout. So all I have to do is step on his gouty foot, and I'm good. I don't have to be fearful of him. I don't. So I'm going to get on them. But, you know, keep in mind, I mean, you know, middle age now is 45 to 65. So, you know, we have middle agers going into Medicare. We knew they were going to try to up the age, right? Because, you know, think about it, too. A life expectancy, my predictions within the next 10 years is going to be well into the 80s for both men and women. So, they say among the leading proposals to slow Medicare spending is to raise the eligibility age for the program. Now, this is actually championed by conservatives. I don't really know how I feel on this one. I don't, because I think you all that have been putting money into Medicare and the baby boomers that are 65 on up, I don't think should be at the forefront of getting cut. In terms of your, I think you guys should be last on the list to lose any funding from that program. I think we should probably choose, illegal immigrants first. I know that's gonna cause a lot of backlash. Just, I feel if you're a U.S. citizen and you've been putting into Medicare for decades, you shouldn't be at the top of the list of getting hit with spending cuts. That's just me. I would probably say a non-U.S. citizen that snuck into the country should probably be a little bit higher than you on the list. And I apologize if the liberals don't like that. They say most proposals envision gradually raising the eligibility age from 65 to 67 over a decade or longer. They say lawmakers agreed in the 80s to a similar phase into raise Social Security eligibility age, which is still underway. Oh, that stinks. This is being reported by the LA Times. Yeah, I see many of you, you're not getting your Social Security till later. The idea was discussed during the 2011 budget negotiations, they said. Governor Mitt Romney, they said, went with it. They said if that happened, they think that the federal government would save $113 billion over the next decade. See, I got an idea. You could save even more by cutting Obamacare. If we stopped Obamacare, then we would save even more money and not have to go against our seniors. But I don't think Obama's going to let that happen. They think that since Medicare spending is going to rise from $600 billion a year to more than $1 trillion by 2021, if you raise the age, Medicare will save money. New health care law, Obamacare goes in to full play 2014. Don't you hate that? Politicians are in control of our future. Scares the heck out of me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. And don't forget, great Christmas stocking stuffer is a note telling your spouse that you booked the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska for the summer. So don't forget to do that. Go to my website at Dr. Dahlia. I know some of you were like, oh, no. Yeah, don't forget, Dr. Dahlia Cruz, we are still booking. Okay, I'm looking at this. World's most expensive coffee at $50 a cup is made by using elephant poo. This isn't the first time I've heard this. What show was it, or what movie was it, where the coffee was made of an exotic animal's poo-poo? I can't think of the movie. I can't, but this isn't the first time I've heard of this for some reason. Anyway, they say the world's most expensive coffee basically is created in the hills of northern Thailand. I'm looking at a picture right now of an elephant and a bowl of, I guess, beans next to the butt. Now, I've seen elephant poo-poo. Elephant poo-poo is huge and mushy, so I don't know what they're trying to tell us, showing that you could have coffee beans. I see. Maybe what they do is they take the beans out, they clean it, put it in the bowl. They say the elephant dung coffee is created when the animals have eaten and digested the beans. With the gut reaction inside the animals, it when they poop it out, it'll have a unique flavor, you think? They say attendants scurry to collect the elephant's dung before sifting through it to find the beans. Then, when they find the beans, they, I guess, sell them at a huge market, and it's all legal. And I guess the coffee is priced at $1,100 per kilogram. Now, they say this coffee was launched last month at a few luxury hotels in remote corners of the world, like in Thailand and Abu Dhabi, with the price tag of $50 a cup. I bet the CEOs are just busting at the seams watching people drink this stuff. The coffee's creator, Blake Dinkin, said scientific research has made him pursue the idea of being of using elephants to produce the coffee. I'm looking at him. He's a handsome guy, and I mean, he's holding the beans proud. Some people are wearing gloves. Okay, thank heavens for that. You do see the poo-poo around the beans. Dinkin spent $300,000 developing the idea. No, I don't know if he's single. And said, when an elephant eats coffee, its stomach acid breaks down the protein found in coffee, which is a key factor in bitterness. You end up with a cup that's smooth without the bitterness of regular coffee. They say it's very close to Kopi Luwak, another expensive rite extracted from civets? Poop from, okay, that might have been what I had seen on that TV show. Okay, anyway, they say an elephant's stomach takes 15 to 30 hours to digest the beans. Sometimes you could get some banana in there, sugar cane, you know, you could feed it some extra stuff. Now, this guy is only 42 years old, and he's come, you can look, people, you got to be innovative and innovative. I mean, we're in a recession, despite what Washington thinks. And if you want to make money in this business, you are going to have to think of something that nobody else has thought of. Having an elephant eat beans, digest them, poop them out, and convince people that that's going to make coffee taste yummy. Now, I'd never be convinced because I don't like the taste of coffee. I think coffee tastes like crap. I will put milk and sugar and chocolate and cinnamon and whipped cream, and I cannot hide the taste of the coffee. It doesn't make any sense. And you think you're going to convince me that if there's elephant crap in there, I'm going to drink it? No. Caffeine intake? I don't know. My guess is yes, there are caffeine. There is caffeine. I don't know if they really want the beans in the elephant's stomach for that long, because you don't want them overly digested. So sometimes a little caffeine helps you poop. So, all right, no, there is no place called Dinkin' Donuts. You probably should. With a name like Dinkin', you might as well. Okay, this was kind of concerning. Researchers have found BPA, the chemical bisphenol A, which doesn't seem to go away. We got BPA in everything, plastics, receipts, etc. They say now they have found it in the livers of fetuses. And they think pregnant women are being overexposed. Previous animal studies have linked BPA, which is a chemical used in plastic bottles, metal food cans, soda cans, with breast, prostate cancer, reproductive, and behavioral problems. They also think it could be linked to miscarriage. They could be linked to cardiovascular disease, children, behavioral issues, and decreased semen quality. University of Michigan, I guess don't, you know, have your water bottle sitting next to your groin. The University of Michigan team analyzed the livers of 50 first and second trimester fetuses, or feti. They found a wide range of BPA levels in the livers, with some fetuses showing high levels of exposure. Okay, for those of you that are breaking down the door trying to find what article this is in or what journal, it's the Journal of Biochemical and Molecular Toxicology. Great toilet read. They discovered that the livers had three times higher levels of free BPA than the conjugated forms modified by the body for elimination. Oh, that's a good word. So the elephants conjugated, that's a nice word for it. What am I drinking in this coffee? Elephant conjugated coffee beans. Ooh, that sounds yummy. Rupert, I am having conjugated coffee beans done by elephants. Oh, that sounds delightful. Okay, let's go back. They say the finding of free BPA in fetuses is significantly, is significant. Of course it is. After discovering the elevated, sorry, I'm reading this. This article is just too boring for me to try to use my radio talents to make it interesting. I'm just going to read the sucker. After discovering the elevated levels of free BPA, the researchers examined the enzymes in the fetus's liver responsible for metabolizing the chemicals, and they say BPA is so rapidly, that BPA is not rapidly metabolized. Okay, what does all this mean? It means we're screwed. It just means, you could sit in a bubble your whole life, or you could be out there enjoying life, putting a laptop on your lap, frying your semen, and we're just going to have to deal with it, all right? Life gives us bad hands. And, if they could figure out, I mean, what are pregnant women supposed to do? Should we catch the raw fish? But pregnant women can't eat raw fish either because can't eat a lot of fish or tuna because of mercury. So if pregnant women aren't supposed to eat fish out of a can, they're not supposed to drink out of a can, they're not supposed to use plastic bottles, they're not supposed to wear makeup, they're not supposed to dye their hair, they're not supposed to drink too much cups of coffee. I mean, have you ever lived with a pregnant woman? Have you? Every pregnant woman would end up getting divorced. All right. What did I want when I was pregnant? When I was pregnant with my first, I only wanted pickles once, but I was a workaholic. I didn't really eat. I still gained 40 pounds, but I wasn't hungry. I did like carbs, and it's very interesting because my first kid, my first son, all he wants is carbs. He's a chicken McNugget, grilled cheese type of kid. My second one, I craved sushi. I was craving sushi. And my second one likes anything. He'll eat fish. He'll eat clams. He'll eat sick food that I won't even look at. So I think there is something to, what goes in mom, can manipulate the baby. I used to, play classical music and try to sing more classical songs. And, my kids notice it. They do. So I think that's cool. Just what I would do is please put your pregnant bellies or your pregnant uteruses up to the speaker for the Dr. Dahlia show. You might as well get these kids learning early because I need as many listeners as possible to get my ratings up. All right, guys, stay on board. We got another hour. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.